Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here on a Patriots Monday is Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys.
It felt like you guys have been building on offense the last few weeks. Obviously not what you were looking for yesterday. What went wrong?
Just penalties really bad. Just started the game slow. Just all around just really bad football and yeah, just not good enough on any front from any of us, and just a tough pill to swallow. And we've got to be better. Obviously, starts with me and trying to lead better, trying to be better, just trying to finish the season strong the way we can.
You know, what's the mood like at halftime in the locker room? You know, your guys' second possession, you actually moved the ball pretty well. That's where it ended up being a missed field goal. After that, not a whole lot doing, and you find yourself down 24-0. So is it quiet in the locker room? Is there a lot of talking and adjustments, or what's going on there at halftime?
Yeah, there's stuff we're talking about. I mean, obviously we're down and out, but we just got to take you just attack it the same way you were going to attack it before. I mean, you got to take it one play at a time. Like, you're not going to be able to obviously get it all back in one play or one drive. I felt like we're able to kind of mount something. Obviously, defense came out and played good in the second half, and felt like we were able to string a few things together offensively, just with some of the no huddle stuff, but still just not good enough on any front and at all. But proud to go to bat with these guys. I really am, and just felt like guys continue to compete no matter what the score was. Continue to go. I mean, proud of Drake and just how he continue to fight and continue to bounce back even with everything going on. We just got to be better on all fronts.
After the game, there were multiple reports about the locker room, the scene in there. One cited some laughter from offensive players in the locker room. You seem like a serious guy. We talk to you every week. Did you hear any of that? And how would you describe the scene in the locker room after the loss?
No, I didn't hear any of that. I don't really know who reported that. I mean, I feel like maybe someone was just trying to break a story. Or
it was Mark Daniels of Mass Live had that. Bedard, Andrew Callahan, they also had reports about the locker room, but Daniels cited the laughter specifically.
They can think whatever they want to think. So I didn't spot that. I don't have any doubt on anybody in the locker room on any front of how they compete, how they go about this game. We pour a lot into this game. Obviously, it's not how we're, you know, it's not the results we want, but there's a lot of emotions in this game, and I don't think that was a scene at all in the locker room.
Do you guys feel like each week during practice that you are as prepared as you possibly can be for each game day?
Yeah, I do.
Is not practicing in pads during the week at this stage of the year, is that commonplace, or is that something that changes as the year goes on?
I would say that's pretty common.
Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. You guys are now 3-9. You signed back here this offseason. Do you feel like you made the right decision?
I do. I came here for a reason. Still feel like we're building something. Feel like we have a future we can continue to build for. And, I've enjoyed really growing with Drake in a lot of ways, too, and just trying to build that chemistry, build that rapport with him. And excited to continue to build, man. Like, I signed up for 17 games, man. I'm excited for these next five, and starts with this week with the Colts.
You know, you came in as part of a big free agent class back in 2021, along with Jonnu Smith. He did not have a ton of success in his 2 years here in New England, but seems to be a perfect fit in Miami. I don't know if you keep in touch with Jonnu Smith or not, but certainly something to see his performance this season. And unfortunately for you, I guess for you guys, what he was able to do yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, John is a great football player. Obviously, just feel like in a lot of ways he's been able to thrive in the role that he's in over there. Super happy for him. I mean, it's where he's from, man. His family lives down there. So, I mean, it's just, I think, a perfect situation for him down there. He's my guy. And, yeah, I was really close to, just really happy to see him thrive and have success.
We learned last week about Ben McAdoo's Thursday meetings with the offense. Sounds like a lot of Top Gun references, memes, Danger Zone playing throughout these meetings. How would you describe those Ben McAdoo meetings on Thursday?
I think they're great. I mean, it's a guy that's been around the league a long time, and he's able to present a lot to us. Feel like I've grown a lot and just my knowledge with everything too going into the game. So I appreciate those meetings.
You got any big Thanksgiving plans? I know it's a game week, but I don't know how much that impacts you guys for Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, just spend time with family, man. There's so much to be thankful for. I'm very thankful for my family, everyone that I'm surrounded with. So just spend some time being thankful and sitting around the table and really soaking it all up, the time I get with my family.
All-important question, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
I'm a sucker for green bean casserole. That's my favorite.
All right.
So that's my grandma made that, my mom made that. Now my wife's in charge always now, so it's my favorite.
Very good.
Did you have any Thanksgiving traditions growing up? I mean, I know there's a lot of, you know, high school football on Thanksgiving Day. Did you play football with the family or anything like that? Any traditions growing up?
Yeah, I think always football is always revolved around Thanksgiving in a way, but just football and family, man, that's that was always just, I think, the simple things that I would say are just traditions for us.
All right, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joins us every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Enjoy the holiday. Good luck against the Colts, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Henry.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.